Welcome to Words of Inspiration from the Terryville Congregational Church, located at 233 Main Street in Terryville, Connecticut. The sermon entitled Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac is given by the pastor, the Reverend Zachary Mabe. Words of Inspiration from the Terryville Congregational Church.
A gospel, you can read a letter from Paul, you can read a couple different psalms, and then you can read a couple different from the Hebrew Bible from the Old Testament. Oftentimes for worship purposes, we kind of stick to the gospel because that's Jesus' ministry and we want to sort of emphasize that, appropriately so. But today, I couldn't help but to pick for us the Genesis, especially since it's Isaac and Isaac here, so Coltrane Isaac. Plus, it's just such a beautiful story about the power of God and that all things are possible with God. So this comes from Genesis 18. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of the Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them, bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd, took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a son now that I am old? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son.'" But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. And he said, "Oh yes, you did laugh." The Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son, whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, "God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." And she said, "Who would have ever said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you. You are our strength. You are our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I wish everyone best for Father's Day and any gatherings that you're taking part in, or phone calls if people live at a distance. And I know a lot of our congregation is probably already out this morning having their festivities. We had the theme this morning with the baptism of songs that have to do with river. Of course, there's a lot of imagery there about the baptismal waters. And we had the shall we gather at the River Blue Book song this morning. A little typo there. But Jerry was telling me before church this morning that he heard about this minister one time and was, you know, really fired up. And the minister said, "You know, if I had it my way, I, you know, there's been so much damage caused with alcohol that, you know, I would take all the wine in the world and I would take all the beer and all these things and I would just throw them in the river." And then the music director stood up and said, "Okay, choir, let's sing. Shall we gather at the river?" I thought that was cute. And Kurt had given me a couple of words of wisdom here that have to do with Father's Day. I really want to host these in my house. I think I've got to find a way to do that. So I think this first one is posted in Kurt's house, if I'm not mistaken. And it goes like this. A father is neither an anchor to hold us back or a sail to take us there, but always a guiding light whose love shows us the way. That's a very nice one. And then another one, a little bit lighter hearted here. I'm trying to be the kind of dad my dog thinks I am. Both of those are precious. So we have this beautiful story from Genesis. There's a lot of background where I could talk all day about this lesson, but just to give you a little bit of the background, God has already come to Abraham. His name actually was Abram, and God changes his name to Abraham and says, I'm going to make you, you are going to have many descendants. You are going to be the ruler of many nations. Many descendants are going to come to you. And Abraham's like, how is this going to happen when I'm up there in years, and so is my wife? Not only that, but even before we were up there in years, we were not able to have children. So how is this going to happen? And so then, after those promises were already made, Abraham receives this visit. And you'll notice many times in the Bible, when God visits, there's a theme where like three people will appear. We're told that when Jesus goes up on the mountain with the disciples, all of a sudden three people appear. So it's kind of a theme there, basically, that anytime you're encountering the presence of God, whether it be the three or whether it be Moses in the burning bush, that it's powerful and it's in many ways beyond our comprehension. And so, nevertheless, Abraham, in his faith, trusts that this is God or has something to do with God, and immediately offers all of this beautiful hospitality. Now, in their day and age, a lot rode on your hospitality. It was the core of who you are. Your reputation rode on being hospitable to others, even and especially strangers. And so Abraham knew that. Of course, he is hospitable in this moment. What's amazing is he even goes above and beyond the normal hospitality. He prepares this amazing, or has people in his group there prepare this amazing meal, really sparing no expense. That could be a whole sermon in and of itself, because in our day and age, are we quicker to sort of shy away from strangers, or do we still offer and extend hospitality? So that could be its own sermon. Continuing in the lesson, he's talking, and Sarah's overhearing it in the tent. And in this lesson, there's this whole play of laughter. She laughs, like, yeah, right, I'm going to be able to have a child. You know, we're both up there in years, ha ha ha. But the promise has already been made, and then here it gets confirmed, and then it happens. She has a child. It's this beautiful, miraculous thing that all things are possible with God. And they named the child Isaac. And Isaac actually means laughter. And the play of that word laughter is that it turns. It turns from a laughter as in a, ha ha, yeah, right, to a laughter of joy and praise of God. The second time in the story when she laughs, it's no longer like laughing like, ha ha, yeah, right. It's, this is pure joy. I am laughing in praise of God at this wonderful miracle, and now everyone else will laugh with me. In other words, everyone else will praise God with me, because now we know all things are possible. This is a praise God moment. And so indeed, Abraham goes on and has many descendants, and all of God's promises come through. A wonderful reminder for us, I think, on Father's Day, that all things are possible, from the cutest little babies like Cole, all the way up to people that have gained wisdom, such as even within our own congregation, Ann Foote, who just celebrated 101 years of life last week. All things are possible. If you think back on your life, just take a moment to think about Father's Day in these terms. When I think of Father's Day or Mother's Day, I like to think of, if it's Mother's Day, all of the women who have made an impact in my life. And if it's Father's Day, all of the men who have made an impact in my life. So we think of our fathers, but also take a moment to think of any male mentors you had, teachers, like I said earlier, stepfather, grandfather, maybe a neighbor, people that were a wonderful presence in your life, who, whether it be a word of advice or they just did something really wonderful for you, or they continue to be a great presence for you, and what it is that you've learned from those people, what it is that you have gained from those relationships. When I think just of my own life, it's kind of like this lesson today. It's like pure praise of God. I'm laughing. I'm overjoyed at all the wonderful male people who have been a presence and have played a role in my life. And that goes from childhood as a child of a divorced family. That goes through, you know, growing up and not knowing, only knowing one of my grandfathers, to, you know, people that I met in school and in college and divinity school and so on. We are blessed by the people who play a role in our lives. Not just biological dad, but all those male role models and figures. And I think if there's something we can take from today, from this lesson of all things being possible in God, is for us to turn and be those role models, to be those figures in other people's lives. I know, you know, Brendan and I talked a lot about that with her move coming up, that now what a blessing that she can go and be a constant presence in her grandchildren's lives. And I know that that's the case for a lot of you. When you're able to be close like that with family, or maybe it's a neighbor, or, you know, Mr. Waldron in the school system. And you never know. You might think to yourself, well, I didn't really do anything. Just this week, actually, I think it was yesterday morning, I got an email. Somebody I would never think I would get an email from, you know, and basically talking about what a presence myself, but also mainly this whole church has played in someone in their family's life. Lengthy. And I just kind of had to pause and go, you just never know what kind of seed you're planting. It could be the simplest of things, and it can have the biggest impact. It can lead to a moment of grand joy and laughter and praise of God. Because indeed, all things are possible with God. Amen.
You have been listening to Words of Inspiration from the Terryville Congregational Church in Terryville, Connecticut. The sermon entitled Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac was given by the pastor, the Reverend Zachary Mabe. For more information about the Terryville Congregational Church, visit the church's website at terryvillecongregationalchurch.org. Write to the Terryville Congregational Church, 233 Main Street, Terryville, Connecticut, 06786, or call the church office at 860-589-0182. And now, may peace be with you.